Welcome to the weekend in this edition of the Florida Roundtable. I'm Bill Mick. You can catch up with me and our podcasts at BillMick.com. This week on the Roundtable, we're going to explore paying for college for your kids and how you can lock in today's pricing for tomorrow, even if that tomorrow is decades away. Florida Prepaid lets you lock in the cost by saving for your child's education now and saving the cost of expensive student loans. That alone should get your attention. Florida Prepaid is a risk-free investment in your child's future. Plus, these plans start as low as $29 a month, and they're in play for more than 36 years. Florida Prepaid has helped over 1.2 million Florida families. Shannon Smith, spokesperson for Florida Prepaid, joins us with the details this weekend on the Florida Roundtable here from the Florida News Network. Nice to have you with us.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Chocolate lovers are going absolutely bananas over our new Bluebell banana fudge. Rich milk chocolate ice cream swirled with a scrumptious banana-flavored ice cream. Your favorite banana fudge bar, now in a carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
Up to 44% of veterans say re-entry into civilian life was difficult, 20% say they experienced depression, and 6,000 vets complete suicide every year. You're not alone. At the Florida Veterans Support Line, over 300 veterans like you call every week for resources, referrals, and support. Connect with one of our veteran peers who has walked in your shoes and can help you take the next step. You're not alone. Call 1-844-MY-FL-VET or visit myflvet.com.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
I'm fine, Bob. I just wish I were ready for mosquito season.
Well, that's why I bought Summit Mosquito Dunks.
Summit Mosquito Dunks?
Yep, they kill the mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite.
How about that? Well, I guess I'm off to the store.
Help protect yourself and your family from diseases caused by mosquitoes with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. That's summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Nice to have you with us this weekend on the Florida Roundtable. I'm Bill Mick. Shannon Smith is with us. She's a spokesperson for MyFloridaPrepaid.com. Shannon, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking the time this weekend. Good to have you along.
Great to be here, Bill. Thank you so much.
You bet. Let's talk about your background a little bit. What got you into this spokesperson role and what you're thinking about Florida Prepaid?
Sure. So in my role at the Moore Agency, we actually do all earned media and communications and partnership development for Florida Prepaid. Florida Prepaid is a state agency, but it's probably one of the smallest state agencies. And so we essentially help be, you know, a communications arm for them. And I have been spokesperson for over 10 years. And so that is kind of my professional story. And then on a personal note, we actually have two one-year university plans from Florida Prepaid for our grandson. So it is something that is definitely personal to us as well.
So you're taking advantage, not only talking about it, but putting it in play for your family. I think that's important too.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about the history of Florida Prepaid. What brought it about? It's been some 36 years it's been in play. So tell us about it.
Yes, this is actually the largest and the longest running program of its kind in the nation and is really considered a national model. This was signed into law by Governor Bob Martinez back in 1987. And then I believe the first plans were sold in 88. And he actually bought the first two plans for his twin granddaughters.
Oh, very good.
And so since that time, we've sold over 1.2 million plans. And we've helped over 640,000 students go to college using those plans. So it's just an incredible program. The other thing I'd like to remind people is that this is a benefit of being a Floridian. The child has to be a resident of Florida to be able to have a plan. And so it really is such an affordable way to save for college, but it's very exclusive to us as Floridians.
That's interesting. And we're going to explore a lot of this as it gets into play. Now, participating in this plan locks in the current tuition rates. Is that what this does?
So what this does is the prices that we set every year are based on a few factors. One is, you know, what is current tuition? Another factor is how much do we think it's going to go up or inflate, you know, over the next whatever period of time. And then also a little bit of just, you know, market return, just because we have a healthy reserve. And so we're able to make sure we keep that healthy reserve to cover the uncertainty of future tuition. So the way it works is we set our plan prices every open enrollment window, and you can lock in those plan prices to cover future tuition coverage. So as an example, if you bought a one-year university plan this year and you had a baby, it costs only $29 a month. It would be $29 a month from now until the next 17 plus years that they're ready to go to college. Mm-hmm. You'd pay that payment every month. It would never go up. And then by the time they go to college, even if tuition has actually skyrocketed in that time, your tuition coverage is guaranteed. So basically, it's a way to make yourself immune to inflation when it comes to college tuition.
So it's designed to pay whatever the tuition is down the road, or do tuition rates actually lock in?
So you're locking in your plan prices to cover future tuition. So the guarantee from Florida Prepaid is that if there's a gap between what you paid and what tuition actually is, Florida Prepaid will cover the difference, which is pretty remarkable.
Now, the website is myfloridaprepaid.com. I'm sure it's filled with information. Is it an easy process to get one of these started?
Oh, it's so easy. It takes about 15 minutes online, and you just need the child's name, birth date, and social security number. It'll also prompt you, do you want to set up automatic payment withdrawal? So we do this with our grandson, and he has 2 1-year university plans. It costs us a total of $70. I can't even go to Target without spending $70 at least. And so it just comes out every month. So I think the other nice thing for families is that it's something you can just budget for. And because the payment never goes up, you know, the guarantee of that payment is just there, and you don't have to worry about it going up.
You call it a 1-year plan. What's that mean?
So we have 5 different types of plans. They are based on, do you want 4 years of university coverage? So we have a 4-year university plan. Do you want 4 years of college tuition coverage? So all of our state colleges, we have 28 state colleges in Florida. They all offer 4-year degrees in high demand fields. Do you want a 2+2? So a lot of students, you know, will go 2 years at college and 2 at a university.
Okay, I want to explore that more, but we're out of time in this segment. We'll pick it up with Shannon Smith and Florida Prepaid in moments. Stay with us.
Ah, the sun's out, the water's cool. It's a perfect day for boating.
What's that boat doing?
Perfect boating days can quickly turn into disasters when drugs and alcohol are involved. Don't let boating under the influence ruin your day. FWC officers have zero tolerance for impaired operators. If you're over the limit, you're under arrest. Learn more at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the FWC Division of Law Enforcement.
Up to 44% of veterans say reentry into civilian life was difficult. 20% say they experienced depression, and 6,000 vets complete suicide every year. You're not alone. At the Florida Veterans Support Line, over 300 veterans like you call every week for resources, referrals, and support. Connect with one of our veteran peers who has walked in your shoes and can help you take the next step. You're not alone. Call 1-844-MY-FLVET or visit myflvet.com.
Hello, I'm Hector Elizondo, Emmy Award-winning actor, and I want to talk to you about getting older. My body hurts, my joints ache, and sometimes I forget.
I forget that doing all your own scenes for a movie isn't always the best decision. Especially when you're galloping side saddle down a countryside road on a horse named Archibello, who seems to have only one speed. High. And pulling on his reins only seems to encourage him to go even faster. So, of course, my body hurts and my joints ache, but it's not because of my age. It's because I'm living my life. Ho-ho, Archibello!
Don't let life pass you by. Take care of your brain health. It may just help you stay on top of your game.
As soon as this scene wraps, I'm going to kiss the ground, thank Archibello for his outstanding performance, feed him a carrot, and visit brainhealth.gov.
Find out how you can make the most of your brain as you age at brainhealth.gov.
Welcome back to the Florida Roundtable on the Florida News Network. I'm Bill Mick. Shannon Smith is with us. She's the spokesperson for MyFloridaPrepaid.com. Shannon, we were talking about the types of plans, and you had mentioned a one-year plan, but there are multiple plans available. And let's lay those out for folks so they understand what's available here and how it's going to help their child as they move to those college years.
Sure. So we offer five different tuition plans, and then we also have a dorm plan, which would allow you to avoid inflation of housing as well to cover 1 year of dorm coverage.
Boy, that's probably a great idea.
Yeah. And that is actually a pretty popular plan. We do see those sold a lot. And this year as well, those are actually on the upswing. So the prepaid tuition plans, we have five. Those are based on, you know, we have 12 universities in Florida and we have 28 state colleges. They all offer four-year degrees. And then we also have trade and technical colleges as well. So the four-year university plan is basically would cover 120 credit hours based on university tuition, okay? Mm-hmm. The four-year college plan would cover 120 credit hours of state college tuition. We also have a 2+2, so that would be basically covering, you know, a lot of people, they start at a state college and then they transfer the next 2 years
to university. Sure, state colleges, for the most part, former community colleges where you'd go get that two-year degree.
That's exactly right. Yes. And they really are a great value for students. And so then we have the two-year college, which would basically just cover, like you just said, the AA degree, right, of the first 2 years. Mm-hmm. And then we have the one-year university plan. The one-year university plan, the nice thing about that, it covers 30 credit hours of university tuition. Could it be used toward college tuition and go a little further? Yes, it could. All of our plans are flexible. No matter which plan you were to purchase, we would apply the value of that plan to any scenario. So say you got a four-year university plan for your child, and then when it's time for them to go, they say, you know what, I actually want to go to a four-year state college and get, you know, a STEM degree in a high-demand field. You would end up having money left over of tuition coverage, right? And you could get a full refund on that. You could transfer it into another type of, you know, tax-deferred savings plan. And so what I recommend to people is that we have a pricing calculator online at myfloridaprepaid.com. It allows you to put in the birth date of your child, and it will tell you for each of our five plans of tuition plans and dorm plan, what would it cost me in a monthly payment to do this plan? And for a lot of people, you know, I think we as parents, we want to do everything for our kids.
Sure.
But the reality of our budget is, and actually the reality of what most parents actually plan to be able to pay, there was a recent Sally Mae study recent, like within the last couple of years, and it found that most parents expect to pay about 40 to 60% of a child's college costs. The rest, they're thinking, okay, maybe scholarships, maybe they're working, right? And so what we like to remind people is that you may not be able to afford to cover 4 years of a university plan, okay, just based on your budget right now. But if you can even cover half of that or even 1 year of university, that is money that they don't have to borrow. And so I encourage people to go to that pricing calculator, put in the age of your child, and just look at what the monthly payments would be and decide, what could I afford right now consistently to do? It could be that 5 years down the road, your situation, your budget situation improves, right? You could always add on, right, and do that.
So you can grow the plan after you've started it to something bigger than it was.
Well, yeah, I mean, the four-year university, of course, is sort of done. If you had, for example, a two-year college, you could always add on 2 1-year university plans to build a 2+2, right?
Okay.
You could, yeah, so there's and the nice thing also about that one-year university plan, so, you know, I mentioned we have it for our grandson. The great thing about that is multiple family members can stack those one-year university plans toward the same child. So they
could, GoFundMe for your kids. I like it.
Yeah. Right. But, you know, like so Zai has 2 1-year university plans for us. So he's got 60 credit hours of university covered. And then his other grandmother has a 2-year college for him. So he basically has a 2+2 that we built together for him.
That's fantastic. And it's good to know because a lot of grandparents will jump in and do that. Most certainly. Let's talk about what these plans cover. You've already mentioned tuition and housing.
Yeah.
Most colleges or universities will have additional fees, whether they're lab fees, activity fees, those types of things. Can these funds, if there are enough of them in play, can they be used for those types of things, or are they restricted to how they're used?
No, they're not restricted. Actually, so when I say it's actually tuition and most of those fees that is actually covered into your covered. So for example, the four-year university is covering tuition and most of those fees that you're referencing, which is nice.
So to include activity fees, books, that type of thing?
So no, books would be separate, okay? And like a meal plan would be separate. Now, let's talk about a couple scenarios to help cover that.
Sure.
Number one is that we get asked a lot, well, what if my child gets a scholarship? And the answer, the short answer is that you're winning, okay? The long answer is the most common scenario is that we have the Bright Future Scholarship in Florida, right? And so a lot of students are qualifying for that. It can cover anywhere from, I think, 50 to 75 to 100% of tuition, depending on your scores and all that. And so if, for example, you had a prepaid plan and Bright Futures, the default is that Florida Prepaid will pay out your tuition first, okay, to the university or the college, wherever you're going. And then Bright Futures, because that money is not needed, but you have the scholarship, you would get a check every semester for that money. And so a lot of families are able to use that money to help cover things like books and, you know, food plans and, you know, technology and all those things that they need. Mm-hmm. The other scenarios that we also have, in addition to the prepaid plan, we have a 529 savings plan. So that is another type of IRS recognized, you know, tax deferred college savings plan. It can be used to cover tuition, but it's more, a bit more flexible than the prepaid plan because it can also cover additional college costs, like exactly what you said, Bill, housing, books, food, you know, all those things. So people can actually have both. The 529 savings plan doesn't require a monthly payment, but it grows based on really kind of consistent contribution, and then you can choose which type of investment scenario you want. Most people choose the age-based scenario where it is more aggressive the younger they are, and it gets much more conservative the closer they are to actually using it, so the closer to college.
Oh, very good. I want to back you up a minute, Shannon. In our first segment, you talked about you just need your child's name, and you mentioned Social Security number. I didn't have a Social Security card probably till I was 14. I would imagine most people are getting them young now. If that information is not quite available, are they stopped from being able to start this?
No, there is a, we give a grace window. So, you know, we have some parents who are eager beavers and they, especially like, you know, for example, we have this, the open enrollment window is February 1 through April 30th. So that is when you're, you know, the prices, you can lock it in. So, you know, we've had parents who they're having a baby like on April 28th, you know, and they want to make sure that they lock it in. And so they, and you, to your point, they wouldn't have a Social Security number yet, probably. Right. So we do give a grace period where we just have the birth date, the age of the child, and then your information. And then you can actually add in that information later.
Mm-hmm. How long does the grace period last?
I would have to double check on that. I don't want to misspeak, but the short answer is if you don't have a Social Security number, I would say to call customer service. Like in other words, if you had a child who was 10, I'm actually not sure what they would do for that. But most people are getting a Social Security number for a child, you know, within that first year or so.
Well, I grew up in a different era. That's all I can tell you. I didn't need one.
That's right.
I wasn't going to have to go to work, so I was all right there. Yep. That's interesting. You mentioned also the schools that this will cover. Well, no, I want to back up before I go there. You mentioned scholarships and the like being involved. I can imagine that conversation. Little Tommy, his last name is not Brady, and he's not going to get that scholarship. But there are scholarships out there. So they are able to use these in conjunction and help offset those costs. And I think that's fantastic.
Sure can.
What schools are covered? You mentioned universities and colleges, but there are trade schools and the like. Specifically, what kind of education experiences can this money go to?
Yes, this is another great benefit of these plans. They can be used not only for colleges and universities in Florida. The value of your plan can be used outside the state of Florida for any qualifying, like, you know, accredited, you know, institution, university, college, trade and technical, private and public. And so we are also, you know, our trade and technical offerings in Florida are really strong. And frankly, as someone who graduated from University of Florida with a journalism degree, okay, and I got my first journalism job, I think I made something like $32,000 a year, okay? So, and even, I mean, I'm a bit old, but even then, that was not a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And so you have some of these children coming out of these technical programs like welding and, you know, automotive, and they are making really good money. And so the best scenario here is that say your parent got you like a, you know, a four-year college or a four-year university plan, heck, even a two-year college, that is going to more than cover what you would need at a trade or technical school.
Mm-hmm.
And so the ROI on that, because you're going to actually get money back and you're going to emerge from that trade and technical with a market ready job, right, that you can definitely go to. And so we're seeing more of that, because I think what's interesting is that there's such a debate about, do we really need college anymore? And I think that's actually the wrong question, because the Center for Workforce and from Georgetown University, mm-hmm. They do a lot of research on just, the job market and kind of post-secondary education. And so the most recent data shows that by 2031, like 72% of all jobs will require some form of post-secondary education. Now, does that mean that they all will require a four-year university? No. But to say that you can just graduate from high school and then, have a lot of opportunity is real. The research suggests that's not really the case. So even if you decide after high school to just even get some kind of a certificate of some trade or skill, really what that research shows is that you're still going to need it. And that does cost money. And so for parents who are like, well, I don't know what my kid's going to want to do, especially when they're young.
Mm-hmm.
When you have like a 3-year-old, let's be honest, you don't even know what they're going to have for breakfast tomorrow, or right, what kind of tantrum they're going to throw, much less what they're going to be when they grow up. And so we at Florida Prepaid had to build our plans to be flexible, right? You can use the value of whichever plan you choose for multiple scenarios of post-secondary education. But the bottom line is to set them up for success, it is a gift to be able to give them the choices that they would have with some kind of post-secondary education.
Let's talk about those other institutions for a minute, because mm-hmm. as technology changes, develops, evolves daily, it seems, that type of education, a lot of that's going to end up coming from manufacturers or the mm-hmm. people who produce these products. Are those types of certifications through programs they have eligible for this as well?
Well, they have to come through the institution, right? So it'd be like, in Tallahassee, for example, we have Lively Technical. There a lot of communities have technical colleges, right, mm-hmm. all over.
Mm-hmm.
Or even some of our state colleges are offering certifications for some of these things. I think in many cases, they're actually partnered with industry to create those, right? Mm-hmm. And so that is how, to your point, they stay relevant. But they would have to be delivered through the institution.
All right.
Whatever type of institution that is. Yep.
Very, very good. So some of these tech schools most certainly would be certified and acceptable for that.
Oh, they absolutely would. And again, we're seeing an increased use of that because students are really, starting to lean into that, which is nice too.
Very good. Shannon Smith is with us. She's a spokesperson for Florida Prepaid. And we continue the conversation in moments on the Florida Roundtable.
Great deals are now blooming at Quality Green Specialists. Featuring a wide variety of fancy trees, ornamentals, herbs, and flowers, including over 50 varieties of fruiting plants, with sustainable organic nursery products and top quality soil testing. Experience a world of beauty at Quality Green. Open 9 to 4 daily at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Online at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Quality Green Specialists, top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. Parents, even on the hardest days, reaching out shows strength. Prevent Child Abuse Florida offers support when you need it most. Life can be a struggle. Our partners have statewide resources tailored to meet your family's needs. Florida invests in you because every parent deserves support and every child deserves a loving home. Learn more at PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. Growing up with a brother with autism, Sarah Crump witnessed firsthand how kids with disabilities felt left out by their peers. It's why at the age of 15, Sarah approached her cheerleading coach with an idea to include girls with disabilities on her school's cheer team. Well, what started out as an inclusive high school cheer team in a small town in Iowa has led to what is now known as Sparkle Effect, a thriving nonprofit with over 180 cheer teams across the United States, bringing students with and without disabilities together through cheerleading. The result? More confidence, higher grades, and better school attendance for kids with disabilities. And for those without a disability, new friends and a greater empathy. You want to learn more? Well, visit disabilitycampaign.org where we have posted a link to the fabulous work known as the Sparkle Effect.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late, we stay informed, we invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Imagine. Imagine being denied an apartment because of your religion, or your race, or because you have children, or a disability.
It's so wrong.
Yes, but who has the power to stop this?
You do. Each of us has the power. The law is on your side. It's illegal for landlords to discriminate because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, or familial status. If you suspect that you have experienced housing discrimination, file a complaint with HUD immediately so we can investigate it. Fair housing is your right.
Use it.
To learn more, visit hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Or call 1-800-669-9777. 1-800-669-9777. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Nice to be with you this weekend on the Florida Roundtable. I'm Bill Mick. Shannon Smith is with us as we talk Florida prepaid for college education. It's myfloridaprepaid.com. Loads of information there. And a pricing tool that Shannon's mentioned that's really going to help you is you take a look at being able to provide this benefit for your child. Let's go to the parents who prepare, Shannon. And then there's a child who is either found a career, working in the trades, doing something, and college is not for them. For whatever reason, they're not going to go to college. What happens with this Florida prepaid plan at that point?
Well, the first thing to know is that these plans are guaranteed by the state of Florida, and they are refundable. So if that were to happen, you would have the option, number one, of getting back every dollar that you had paid in, okay? You also could transfer it to another beneficiary, whether that is a child, a nephew, et cetera. You could also transfer it from a prepaid plan. You could open a Florida 529 savings plan and move the money into that plan. For a few reasons. Number one, the money stays tax-free, okay, right, when you move it in. And number two, Florida, the 529 savings plans are incredibly flexible, and there's a lot of new tax benefits for those. They can be used not only to cover college expenses, but also K through 12 expenses. So private school, you know, whatever that looks like, electronics, any qualified education expense, you can use it for that. Grad school for yourself as a parent. I mean, lots of options. The other thing is that the new rules also say that any money unused in a 529 savings plan can actually be, after 15 years, rolled over into a Roth IRA retirement fund.
Wow.
So, and the benefit there is that, okay, well, now you've actually contributed toward, you know, their retirement, but also the money is never taxed. And so that is really, you know, for both of our plans, that's one of the things you should know, too, is that you could be saving right now in a bank savings account, but that is still taxable money. And the other thing about that is that if you're saving in a bank savings account, the question is, how do you know if you're saving enough every month, right? Because if tuition does skyrocket and you haven't used a prepaid plan, you're not really locking yourself into that tuition coverage, right? It could be that what you're putting in every month actually ends up not being enough. So, but there are a lot of options. Again, you can get a full refund, but you can also transfer that into a couple of other scenarios. And we do see that happen. I actually know someone who, she basically went to college, got her degree, finished a bit early, and I think she had some scholarships and stuff. So she had 2 years of coverage left on her prepaid plan. Mm-hmm. She had her child when she was 22. And she had, our plans can be used for up to 10 years after a child graduates high school. So she had, when she finally had her daughter, she had 2 more years on the plan. And so she actually transferred her own remaining prepaid plan to her daughter to get her started. So again,
it's fantastic that that was available for her.
Right. And our plans are just, that I think illustrates in such a cool way how flexible our plans are. They really are.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other kind of unseen benefits or things that aren't thought about initially?
Yeah. So number one is, I kind of mentioned it, you know, that you have this 10-year window from the time they're graduating high school to use it. And, you know, that if they go to the military, if they just are taking a little bit longer to figure out what they want to do, you know, you have it there. We get asked sometimes too, what if we move out of state as a family, right? And we have a prepaid plan, then what happens? You know, and they haven't used it yet. They're not at college age yet. Mm-hmm. The answer is, once you have a prepaid plan for a child, you can continue to keep paying on that plan for as long as, you know, you're supposed to, basically, no matter where you live. Okay. And then there's also this great benefit that, say that you started the plan here in Florida, you know, when the child was 10, you guys moved to Texas. I'm making this up. Okay.
Sure.
And then they're now graduating high school in Texas, but you've continued to pay on your prepaid plan. The really cool thing that happens is that just by having that prepaid plan, that child will always qualify as an in-state resident, even if they're not living here.
Really?
So now you have a scenario. Yeah. So now you have a scenario where they actually qualify for in-state tuition, not only in Florida, if they decide to come back here, right, but also in Texas where they're living. And I just think that's an amazing benefit.
And again, if that kid would go to school in Texas in that circumstance, they could use these funds to pay for that school as well.
Yes. So in that scenario, people ask that too, you know, what if my child goes out of state? The answer is, you never lose the value of your plan. The value of your plan is based on which plan did you purchase. And so, for example, the four-year university plan is based on 4 years of tuition coverage, okay, for credit hours. We would send to Texas, for example, if they were going there, what we would have sent to UCF or Florida State or University of Florida, any of these state universities, right? Now, in some scenarios, if they're actually like living in Florida, but then they want to attend out of state, they're going to be paying more because they're paying out of state tuition.
That's true.
So it could be that there's a gap between what your prepaid plan covers and what you have to pay. But that's not because anything was like diminished in your prepaid plan. It's really just because they chose to go out of state and now it's a higher tuition. But in the scenario of like, you know, you buy the plan here and then you move to Texas, they would actually be able to send their prepaid plan to Texas and they're still qualifying for the lower in-state Texas tuition. So it's really a win. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
In a situation, let's say mom and dad have got the prepaid plan for the child. Mm-hmm. Child ends up going in the military, decides to stay, sure, not going to go to college. Mm-hmm. Can that plan transfer back to mom and dad if they want to further their education?
So, yeah, they could put it into like a, you know, a prepaid plan is good for, you can do it up to 11th grade for a child. So in that case, if the parents wanted it for their continuing education, they could put it into a Florida 529 savings plan. Mm-hmm. And in that case, you can actually use that for grad school and like multiple scenarios. The other thing is that you can always transfer it to another child. So if there was a younger sibling or a nephew or something, you could move it there. And you could, at the end of the day, get, again, the refund of whatever was not spent and used, that in your plan, you can always get that back.
This show is airing the weekend of April 26th, mm-hmm, and the deadline is upon us. What, the deadline you said is April 30th?
It is. Mm-hmm.
What's the important part of this deadline? And folks are going to be getting this information pretty much at the last minute for this,
sure,
year. Once that deadline passes, what's the impact for next year, and when does enrollment open up for the following year?
Yes. Yeah, so great question. So our open enrollment window, again, it is February 1 through April 30th. So what it means this year is that our print plan prices this year, we announced when we opened February 1, they start at $29 a month for a newborn, which is the lowest it's been in over 10 years. And our other plans also are at really decade low prices. Okay. And so what I stress to people is that this is this year's prices that you can guarantee that you're locking in right now. I think it's also April 26th of 2025. This is a time in which many people are a bit anxious about the economy, about finances, right? what I'm reminding people is that by doing this within this window of April 30th, you are really doing kind of like, I consider it like the one safe thing right now, right? Is that it's $29 a month for a newborn. Again, I think the 1 year, the 4 year university plan is under like $140 a month, you know, for a newborn. So again, you can find that pricing calculator to determine your exact cost. But the nice thing is that, you know, it's not tied to the stock market. So you don't have to worry about whether that's going up and down. You know exactly what it would cost you every month. And you also know that it makes you immune to tuition inflation, or if you're getting a dorm plan, to housing inflation. And so at a time when so many other things are going up and down and, you know, we kind of don't know, this is really something that is a low risk. I mean, it's really risk-free when you look at all the benefits. And so this is really the time to do it. It takes 15 minutes that you can do online. And again, you can start small and you can always add on later.
You mentioned customer service earlier. Mm-hmm. Are there folks available that if parents have questions as they consider this, that they can call or maybe go online and have a chat with someone about how to do all of this?
Yes, we have both options, Bill, and that we have a great customer service team. So you can go online and we have chat. And then also if you go online, our customer service number at myfloridaprepaid.com is right at the top. And so you can absolutely call and talk through any questions there.
That's fantastic. Are there things parents really need to consider as they make this choice? Any mm-hmm. pitfalls they need to worry about?
Well, I mean, I just, you know, again, I think probably the one thing we do as parents is that we want to fix and do everything for our children. And so, you know, I think sometimes when I talk to people about, well, why haven't you started yet? They say, well, I can't afford the 4 year university plan. But, you know, if you can cover a 2 year college plan, you're still giving them an incredible gift. You mm-hmm. are covering their 2 year AA degree and ensuring that they don't have to take on loan for that portion of their degree or their education. And, you know, the research shows that the average student debt in Florida of a student coming out is $38,000. When you have that hanging over your head, you know, a few things happen. Number one, you might take the job when you come out of college that you don't actually want the most, but you take it because it's going to pay more because you know you have all these loans. You'd probably be slow to buy a car. You'd probably be delayed in buying a house. And so student loan debt can be pretty crippling for some people. And I think that as parents, even if you can't afford that 4 year university plan, don't let that stop you from starting with something, because everything that you save for them is a dollar that they don't have to borrow, which is really important.
Well, most families, as they're starting to have those kids, they're mm-hmm. early in their earning careers for the most part. And
yes,
that's going to improve
mm-hmm.
down the road. That can yep. they increase that then? And I've only got 10 seconds for your answer.
Yeah. Yes, they can add, like, for example, you start with a 1 year university plan, you can keep stacking those on down the years.
And we're back with Shannon Smith in Moments on the Roundtable.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-558-TERM, 866-558-TERM, 866-558-TERM.
My hospital stay would have cost $25,000, but with VA healthcare, it's free.
My education would have cost $42,000, but with VA benefits, my books, tuition, and housing are all covered.
The down payment for my home would have been $74,000, but with my VA home loan, my down payment was zero. My service was then. My benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
There's a crash every 44 seconds in Florida, with 1 in 7 involving distracted drivers. That doesn't just mean using your phone. Distracted driving is anything that takes your hands off the wheel, eyes off the road, or mind off driving. Texting, applying makeup, eating, or even adjusting the radio. Florida wants you to just focus on your driving. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in-store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
MyFloridaPrepaid.com, our subject this weekend on the Florida Roundtable. Bill Mick, Shannon Smith with us as we discuss this program that's really beneficial for kids, grandkids, your family, as you look at education for those children in your family. Shannon, we were talking moments ago about parents getting started here, and most families, they as they're starting their families, those kids are being born, they're not in a great earning position like they might be 10 or even 12 years down the road. And we were asking if they could increase what they put into the plan, make it a little bigger as it goes. And you said there are other options that are helpful here too.
Yeah. So, you know, grandparents, godparents, aunts, uncles can all contribute toward a beneficiary, AKA a child. Probably the best first example is Governor Barb Martinez. He bought the first two plans for his twin granddaughters. And then fast forward about, 25, 30 years. And their first granddaughter was born. So she was, or great granddaughter. So she was born to one of the twin girls. Okay. And so the twin girls' parents got her the 1 year university plan. The twin sister also got that same child a 1 year university plan. And then the grandparents, including Governor Martinez, could also contribute 1 year university plans toward the same child. So collectively as a family, they were all allowed to contribute. And I think, that when that happens, it's a couple things. It's a huge financial relief for the parents. Because to your point, Bill, kids are not inexpensive. And when you have them younger, a typical age of, mid-20s, even to early 30s, to your point, you may be stretched a bit thin. And so when other family members are able to do that, it really is a huge relief. And of course, then it benefits the child. And I think there's something really kind of special and important about a family pitching in to do that for a child. And then there's this, I call it the intangible benefit of a child having a prepaid plan or, any kind of college savings. The research shows that a child with college savings, even if it's not everything they're going to need to cover 100%, they are four times more likely to attend college. And I think that's because there's this, when a child knows, now when they're a baby, they're not going to know, but as they get older, it's likely they're going to let them know, we have a prepaid plan for you. We're saving for your college. Mm-hmm. It sets that bar higher, right? It sets the expectation for the child. We expect you to continue going to college or, and again, you can phrase it however you want. We expect you to continue your education after high school because we want you to have lots of job options, And when you
and
tell
as you
a child
set those
that,
expectations, mm-hmm. kids tend to meet them.
They do. I believe that our human nature is that we level up to the bar that is set. And that is just a really important message to a child that, again, part of what happens when you have post-secondary education is that it opens up choices for you. You have job choices. You have, where do I want to live? What do I want to do? When you are limited to a high school education, it is, frankly, just limiting. There is not as many options for you.
Right. That's true. Shannon, let me ask you to do this. You've been with Florida Prepaid for a decade or so. Mm-hmm. Walk us through the process. If you were going to start this today, you're going to go to myfloridaprepaid.com. What are the next steps for you as you do that?
So you would basically, you'll see right on the homepage of our website, you'll see a box for prepaid plans. And you can go there. I would go to the pricing calculator first. And once you determine which plan you want, it'll prompt you. There's an enroll button, okay? And it's just going to walk you through the process. What is your name? What is your address? What is your information? And then you're going to move on to the beneficiary, right? What is their name? What is their birth date? If you have a social security number, what is that? It will then also ask you, do you want to set up automatic withdrawal? So where it just comes out of your checking, or you're going to basically, once you are enrolled, which again, it takes about 15 minutes to walk through that. That's the end of the process, is the kind of how you want to pay. You'll have a dashboard that you can log into at any time. And so you can always, manually go in and make those payments. But again, most people choose automatic withdrawal. Most people also choose the monthly payment option. We do have it now. That would be a monthly payment that happens every month until they're out of high school. We do have a 5-year payment option. So some families, and that would be like more like a car payment, right?
Sure.
So some people do choose to do that. And then it'll also tell you what the lump sum would be. Most people are not doing the lump sum. I will tell you, we had a grandfather, I'm assuming, this was several years ago. He basically got what looked like, I forget if it was a 4-year university or a 2-year university, but he got them for every one of like 10 grandkids.
Wow.
And paid in full. Yeah. What a gift, right? Absolutely. But most people are not in a position to do that. And so they choose the monthly.
Mm-hmm. So, and again, you're saying a 15-minute process and they've got this thing up and rolling. That's amazing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really, really great. Mm-hmm.
And again, places on the website to either have a chat or a phone number to call and get the assistance if you've got questions while you're in that process.
Yeah, you can totally do that. And actually, our customer service will have hours on Saturday. So this is airing on the 26th, right? So We'll have hours today. And then, of course, the chat is there. And then Monday and Tuesday, the final day of open enrollment, will also be up and running on that.
Very good. We'll close it out with Shannon Smith when we continue right here on the Florida Roundtable.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Did you know that a car crash occurs every 44 seconds in Florida? And 1 in 7 crashes involve distracted drivers? April is National Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles reminds you that distraction includes texting, putting on makeup, eating, attending to passengers, and more. Don't drive distracted, Florida. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Oh my gosh, you guys, this season's hottest accessory hit shelves decades ago and has been flying off them ever since. It's functional, it's attractive, and it's the smart choice. Life jackets. Seen here on the model, life jackets complement any figure and bring a certain je ne sais quoi to the waters.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission wants to remind you to wear your life jacket anytime you're out on the water. Visit wearitflorida.com. Wear it, Florida.
Fresh Florida tomatoes. These ripe red rubies are the jewels of the produce section, making every dish a real gem. Sliced or diced, pureed or sautéed, they are the soul of soups and salads, the toppings of pizzas and pastas. They put the tea in BLT, literally. Is there nothing the Florida tomato can't do? Florida tomatoes, the Swiss Army knife of vegetables, even if they are a fruit, technically. To see what Florida tomatoes can do for you, visit freshfromflorida.com.
Shortness of breath, patient's confused, temp 102.
He just had an infection. What's going on?
He's becoming septic.
Antibiotics started. Bed ready, let's move him.
Infections can lead to a deadly chain reaction in your body called sepsis. Very quickly, sepsis can cause tissue damage, organ failure, and even death. If you know the risks, can spot the symptoms, and act fast, then you can get ahead of sepsis. Learn more at cdc.gov/sepsis.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had Zika virus from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestrule.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Thank you for spending your time with us this weekend on the Florida Roundtable. We're closing out our day with Shannon Smith of myfloridaprepaid.com. And Shannon, let's close it out this way. If you had the opportunity to make recommendations to these parents as they're considering, do I do this now? Do I hold off and wait? What considerations would you tell them to have in mind, and what's beneficial for them to think about here?
Thank you, Bill. This is a great question. I think I would say that The answer is not to wait. I think the truth about parenting is that the days are long and the years are short.
That's
and
true.
So as busy as we are as parents, those days disappear from us. They go kind of, I don't know what happens, but they go fast. And this saving for college and getting this started for a child, again, no matter what budget situation you're in right now, most people can afford, you know, $29, even $75. That is, you know, a night at the movies. It's a couple streaming services, right? So some of this is just comes down to choices. What is the most important thing to you? I've never met a parent who's saved for prepaid, even when they had to make some financial sacrifices elsewhere, tell me that they regretted doing it. They said it was one of the best decisions they ever made. Because again, it's something that you can do that is safe, it is guaranteed, and you can budget for it because you know that once you set those monthly prices, it's never going to go up. And in a time when as parents, I think it can often feel like we're not getting to the to-do list. Like there's just always more things to do and we don't have enough time. This is something that you can do in 15 minutes and check off what is probably one of the biggest things you can do for a child in their lifetime.
That is so true.
It's really significant.
And again, with the flexibility that's there, should a child not be a college-bound kid for some reason or choose other paths, there's enough flexibility here that it can still help the child, or this can come back in some fashion to the parents.
Oh, absolutely. This is a no-lose situation, just because at the end of the day, you could get a refund of everything you put in, or to your point, it can go to benefit other members of the family in multiple ways.
That's fantastic. Now, it is the busy time of year for you guys as your enrollment period ends early next week, at least at the first airing of this show, which is going to be in April of 2025. We may air it again later just as we get close to next year. But as with that in mind, your recommendation to folks who are on the fence right now?
If you're on the fence, go to the pricing calculator on myfloridaprepaid.com, put in the age of your child, see what you can afford today, and just get started. You can always add more later to what you're saving. And you can kind of, you know, add on plan coverage, but starting today, even with a 1-year university plan or a 2-year college, is truly opening doors later that are going to make a huge difference in the life of your child.
So these investments now are going to pay off, and you're basically hedging against inflation. And it's not just tuition, it's other costs as well, including, room, if not room and board, but
housing, dorm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So opportunities here, pretty strong. Do you have concerns as the program moves forward? Are there things that the legislature does each year that may change the program, or does this look like it's pretty solid for the foreseeable future?
Well, we've been around for 36 plus years. We're considered the national model. We're the largest and the longest running program of this kind. We have an incredibly healthy reserve, a board, and actuaries that are just doing a great job. And, you know, we've actually been able to roll back prices for people twice in the last, since 2020. And so we're able to do that because we are so responsible with these funds and because we have a legislature that has been very conservative in terms of tuition. We do have very good tuition rates. And so we've been able to keep those prices low for families, but we don't know what's coming in the future.
Very good. Shannon Smith, it's been a great hour. Thank you for the time. You can find our podcast at BillMick.com, and we'll see you next weekend right here on the Florida News Network for more of the Florida Roundtable.
You've been listening to the Florida Roundtable with Bill Mick on news and public affairs presentation of the Florida News Network. The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this station management, owners, or sponsors. For questions or concerns, contact Florida Roundtable.